With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. If you head outside tonight around 8, you might hear something like this. The Daily Howl is a socially distanced cry of support for healthcare workers on the front lines stemming the surge of the novel coronavirus pandemic. Bree Hobbs is one such worker, a registered nurse at the intensive care unit at St. Pat's Hospital in Missoula. She spoke remotely with us. Can I just ask how you're feeling lately?
Feeling like a calm before the storm. I don't really know how else to describe it. I feel well informed and educated, so I do not feel panicked, but definitely treading on uncharted territory. So learning as I go and relying upon my colleagues and my support network.
It's funny that you say the calm before the storm, because I at least feel like we are in the storm. It sounds like you're kind of expecting things to get kind of more intense.
Fortunately, we live in a rural community, so we're a little behind on the timeline. And we're learning from our sister hospitals in larger metro areas, learning from them and what they've already done, and hoping that proportionately our storm will not be as intense as other areas of the country.
Do you think that you will contract the virus?
Personally, as things have progressed, I have shifted from wondering if I would get COVID to when I get COVID. But again, just crossing every bridge as we get to it and seeing how things play out and taking it as it comes.
Are you finding ways to kind of turn nurse brain off and deal with this as a person?
I've been forced to. I'm naturally a very social person, and I've had to start my CrossFit workouts online at home. I've had to social distance, have very serious conversations. I rent to a tenant, he's my roommate, who doesn't work in healthcare, about, you know, if one of us becomes sick with COVID, how we're going to manage that and the difficult decisions around that. I can hear howls in the background right now, actually.
Oh, how does that feel?
It feels good. It actually feels really good. Missoula is unique and it has a great community. It feels good to be noticed, and supported. And it's not just nurses, it's all of us. It's our RTs, OTs, PTs, dietitians, CNAs, infectious disease team, physician's assistants, families. It's everybody. And our community always supports us. And we've been getting food donations and signs at work, and it's been, it's pretty unbelievable.
You know, thinking you have this kind of really unique perspective on what is happening to our society right now, and I'm curious if there's anything you want other people to know or understand.
I don't know. It's been a really self-awareness kind of period for myself. And yeah, just thinking about other people and the best decisions that we can make, the next right decision we can make in the moment.
That was Bree Hobbs, an RN at St. Pat's in Missoula. The Howls, Hoots, and Hollers kick off around 8 each night. In Missoula earlier this week, a girl serenaded healthcare workers and first responders on a tiny but mighty cello.